Hi guys, welcome back to We Should Talk, an interview series from In The Know. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the podcast we have Tinks. If you are on social media, if you are Gen Z or Millennial, you know who Tinks is. You have seen her content, you have seen her starter packs, you've listened to her podcast, you have been exposed to Tinks. She is everywhere, and I mean that in a very good way. She's done an incredible job of building her online brand and in part also building an incredible online community, which is a very positive community. It's a very unique group of people who follow Tinks and really adhere to all the advice she gives out. She's kind of a guru when it comes to relationships and friendships and wellness and just kind of lifestyle content in general, but not in a way that feels manufactured or too pristine. Like, she's very real with what she posts online, and she doesn't act like she's perfect either. And I think one thing that I wanted to ask her about in this interview, which we talked a little bit about, which was like, you know, as her fame level increases, how does that change sort of her approach to the advice she gives out or the kind of things that she puts out there? And, you know, I think her answer to it is just not to avoid it, not to ignore the fact that it's happening. And it doesn't change the fact that, you know, regardless of how famous you are or what have you, like, you're still going through relationships, you're still having friendship problems, and you're still kind of jumping through some of these hurdles. And, I don't think that changes. So I had a great conversation with Tink. She was doing a promotion for a beauty treatment. So we mentioned that at the beginning, but a lot of it is really about her relationship with her followers, the stuff that she puts out there, how that's evolving. And as per usual, she had fantastic perspective on all of that. And I've just been a huge admirer of Tink's for several years now. So it was really fun to get some time with her and just really pick her brain about again, her platform, which is getting bigger by the day. And, you know, she wrote this amazing book called The Shift that came out earlier this year. I read it this summer. It's great. I highly recommend. So we also talked a bit about that. So keep listening for my interview with Tinks, and please rate, review, and subscribe to We Should Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we are here with the one and only Tinks, whose book, The Shift, I read earlier this summer. She has a fantastic podcast. It's me, Tinks. She's just one of the best to be doing it right now. Tinks, I'm so happy to have you. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for that lovely intro. It's lovely to be here.
Of course. You've had a great year. How are you feeling sort of as we're in the sort of final quarter of 2023?
You know, I feel so lucky that I got to achieve one of my lifelong dreams this year of publishing a book. That is something that I've wanted to do for so long, and to be able to do it was just a really big thrill. And I just, you know, I'm so appreciative that my community was so open and, you know, read it and, you know, wanted to have so many conversations about it. So I feel very, very, very lucky because of that.
Awesome. I mean, so we're here today because you are doing collaboration with Dye Sport, which I'm told is one of your holy grail beauty treatments. What is it exactly? Tell me about it and why you love it so much.
I love Dye Sport because it makes me feel confident. I've gotten it since I was like 27 or so. And I am all about like the power of aging. But that being said, I do think that, you know, you can do things to make yourself feel confident as well. Like, I'm not one of those people who lies about my age, but I also like want to look my best. Right. And Dye Sport just makes me feel very confident and gets rid of the little like 11 lines between my eyebrows. And I love it. It's very fast acting and it lasts a long time, which is great for people on the go. And yeah, it's just like a little something I do for myself. And I know it makes a lot of people out there feel confident, and it's just it's really wonderful that I get to work with them because I talk about them so much anyway.
When you hear about something like Dye Sport or new beauty treatment that's either new or you just haven't tried yet and you're hearing about, what kind of research or word of mouth do you kind of try to get before doing it yourself?
I had heard about it probably before I did it. And then I don't know. I don't actually know. I think I spend definitely time like researching what's best for me and chatting with my injector, Dr. Diamond. He's great. And, you know, I really trust him. So I think that that's always like a great resource, is to talk to your injector beforehand. But obviously I'm very into word of mouth too. And I take my job very seriously because I know a lot of people, you know, ask me what I think that they should do with that, you know, beauty products and trying new things. So I don't mind being the guinea pig. Let's just put it
that way. Right. Totally. Yeah. And that was my next question, because I mean, you're somebody that people go to for all kinds of advice, but also a lot of recommendations, whether it's something like this or just like a food brand or just like a movie to watch. Like it kind of runs the gamut with what people look to you for. What do you like consider before you're going to recommend something to other people? Because I like how you phrased it earlier, which is like, this is something that makes you happy. It makes you feel good. But like, I like the way that you usually frame it when you post something on your story, for example. And it's like, this is something that I like. It's something that makes me happy, but, and I'm telling you about it.
Yeah. I try to make it as kind of personal as possible and kind of explain why I like it. I always try to indicate, you know, this is something that I spend my own money on. This is something, I think it's like those types of things are really valuable to say, like, this is a repeat purchase. Like for me, I've been doing Disport for many years now. I think that's volumes. And I try to explain why I think it's a good investment, whatever it is, whether it is Disport or it's like a pizza restaurant, like why it's fun, why it's like adding value to our lives. Because I know that, you know, people do look to me to curate and edit and find the best of the best. So I want to make sure that I'm doing that.
Definitely. So I was trying to think back to the first time that I heard about you or like her, because I have a lot of female friends and I think it was maybe like early summer 2021 around that time when I just started hearing your name a lot and a lot, like you were a name that people felt passionate about and investment in. And I was like, okay, I need to find out who Tinks is. And I was kind of immediately wrapped up into your world just from after kind of just doing a little bit of research. What do you hear about from like people who do follow you that what their sort of entry point was with you? Like, are there some common moments when people sort of found you, or I'm curious like what people tell you about that?
A lot of people, I think, found me in the pandemic because I was posting a lot then, especially on TikTok. But, you know, my favorite way for people to discover me is word of mouth. That just means so much when people are enjoying my content. They think it's a value add and they will tell their friend or, you know, they'll listen to my pod and they'll send an episode to a friend. That's so meaningful to me. So, yeah, that's definitely my favorite way for people to discover me.
I love that. And as I mentioned, I read The Shift this summer and one of the reasons why I sort of feel kind of like heard by you, which is like, sometimes you'll have this thought or this kind of opinion on something that I've never really like stated before, but you found a way to put it into words, like very eloquently and just in a way that just feels like, oh, like that's a thought that I've had, but again, I've never said it or never been able to put it into words. And I felt that a lot in reading your book. What are some of the chapters or kind of topics from your book that people have sort of mentioned to you the most or felt like the most sort of seen by?
I think that, you know, dating can be a really frustrating experience in the modern world. I think a lot of people are struggling to adjust from all of the technological advancements that we've had. So I think just like people feel validated by a lot of the book and how bad behavior is running rampant in dating. And, you know, people are using each other for validation and, you know, not being polite and kind. And so I think it has made a lot of just people feel seen because it is bad behavior. Like it is terrible. So I think people comment on that a lot. And a lot of people will say like that the book helps them to kind of take back their power and know their worth, which is exactly why I wrote it and exactly the effect I wanted it to have on people. So I've been really lucky to get that feedback as well, which is very cool and makes me really happy.
That's nice too, because that's like sort of a through line of so many of the topics. Yes. Like that's like sort of like the, right. So it doesn't matter sort of what the topic is. That's like the takeaway. That should be the takeaway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a piece of advice or sort of approach to life or relationships or something that you tell your followers, that you tell people who listen to you or read you, that you find is the hardest for you to follow personally, that you're like, okay, I know this is like what I think that's tough for you?
I mean, I think that so many things, I mean, and I always tell my followers that too, like I'm by no means perfect. Right. Like obviously everyone can always see like the answer more clearly when it's for other people and not themselves. It's like, you know, harder to do that. But I think like, sometimes just even being nice to myself about like body image stuff, like I feel like I can give that advice all day, like from the heart and so genuinely, but like when it comes to me, I'm always like, we're always our own harshest critic, you know? So, but I also think that that's like relatable. So I try to share that with my followers as much as possible that like, we're all works in progress and like just constantly working on yourself is the answer.
100%. And you do post about so many different topics and I mean, some of which, again, are like, can be really light and kind of just easy to digest, but some are touchier or more sensitive and things that people have different opinions about. What's the sort of number one topic that you post about and you talk about publicly that you get the most feedback from, or the most sort of constructive criticism about that you post about?
I mean, I think that people have, I'll give you an example. Recently, I did a podcast about an article that came out about motherhood and women post motherhood and how, you know, some people find it difficult to be friends with their friends after they have kids. And I got a lot of strong opinions back about that, but I think it was a really useful conversation. I'm not a mom, but I had the opinion of so many moms, you know, come to me, and I think that that's great. And I think that that's really what I want all of my content to be, is like an open discussion. And I want to learn from other women, and I know that they want to learn too. So, I mean, there was a lot of heated opinions, but I think it was very constructive in the end.
Yeah. And I think that's probably why a lot of people are so grateful for you and just like the dialogue that you start, which is like, you're willing to hear that. You're willing to have that conversation. It's not just like you put it out and you're not going to hear any response from it. Like I feel like that's sort of why you've been able to cultivate this amazing community for yourself.
Thank you.
One other thing I'm curious about is like, I feel like you've done a really great job of like continuing to give amazing advice that's like really relatable and really kind of about sort of anybody who sort of, regardless of what they do in life or how, if they're famous or not, or yada, 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 like sort of you mm-hmm. kind of continue to go to share that stuff that can apply to anybody's life, I kind of think. But obviously your platform has gotten bigger and your kind of level of fame has gotten bigger. How do you balance that? Because I feel like there must be sort of a push and pull there of like, your lifestyle probably day to day is slightly different, but also the same. I don't know. I'm curious how you think about that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's, you know, an issue that a lot of creators face is their lives change so much from when they started giving advice. But for me, I'm mostly giving advice on life stuff. So friends, dating, you know, and I think it's like, I try to talk about my life changing. And I think that that's sort of the way that I work through that, is I say like, oh, well, I know this sounds crazy, you guys, but like I went on, you know, 16 flights this month or whatever.
Right.
Just acknowledging it, I think, is like how I deal with it anyway, because there are some aspects that are so different and my followers are so amazing that they've really grown with me. So I feel, yeah, it's definitely interesting. But again, I just always try to be honest with them and call it out so they don't think that I'm like delusional or whatever.
or like beating around the bush too.
It's exactly. Like, exactly.
Yeah, yes. 100%. Yeah. And I feel like do you feel also there's people that have been with you since the beginning who are like, probably just so proud of you that you've gotten to this level. You know what I mean?
They're amazing. I have a lot of really, really incredible followers who have been with me since the jump, and I just couldn't love them more. They're so
I mean, you've had some of these huge Rich Mom walks, and I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like those must be some of the moments for you where it's like, holy fuck, this is it. This is the real kind of impact that I'm having.
They're definitely my favorite. I mean, I feel like I really love in real life meetups, because I just think we are all addicted to our phones. We are all addicted to like online validation, but what we all need is in-person things. Like we need to go have those experiences. Like I think it's a good experience. Like I know a lot of us have social anxiety and like it's easier to just stay at home and like chat with people online, but it's good for us to go and be nervous and like go meet up with people and like see new people and like figure out where it is and just all those things. So that's been a huge focus for me this year, and it will be in next year as well, is I just want to meet up with people in person and really keep it going.
Can you do a live show for your podcast? Is that potentially on the horizon?
I want to, yes. I want to work out a good format, but definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that would be very well received. Last couple questions is, you know, one thing I think that I'm probably curious about is like how the pressure to document a lot of your life. And I know you like doing that, so it's not like a thing that you do because you're only pressured into, but there's an expectation that, you know, you're going to share a lot of what you're doing. I guess, how does that impact like friendships for you or relationships in that aren't online and like in the moment, I guess, how do you just deal with that?
I mean, it's definitely an issue. Sometimes I, you know, I struggle with being in the moment because I just think like everything I want to share with my followers, even if I'm having a nice meal, like I want to tell them about it so they can go to that restaurant too. And I'm sure it annoys my friends sometimes. I try to be like respectful and good, but they know I love my job and they know that I'm very dedicated to my followers. So they are cool about it. And I try to be present. I try to just like take the photo or the video and then, you know, put my phone away.
But
it's an uphill battle. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for that's for anybody too. You know that?
Yeah. We're all, like I said, we're all navigating this new world where we are so addicted to our phones and technology, and where we process differently now. We just, everything is through a new filter. And I think like, instead of being super harsh on ourselves and saying, oh my God, like you're always on your phone, like let's speak it and talk about it and figure out what is best for us. Cause I don't think that judgment or blame is particularly useful.
No, definitely not. I think about like the screen time calculator, and it's like, well, like, but being on our phones is just like part of like,
there's
like a shameful aspect of that. And I'm like, why are we? Yeah.
It's just part of life now. So 100%. It's like, what's the point in being judgy about it? To ourselves?
Yeah. To end, Tinks, I'm curious, if you think about your life in 5 years, what does it look like? Are you still doing this on a bigger scale? Have you pivoted into something else? What do you think about when you picture that?
I honestly, this sounds so cheesy, but I really just want to be happy. I mean, yeah. 5 years ago, I was like living in a different place. I didn't have this job, but I was a different human being. And like, the older I get, the more I'm just like, I really just hope that I'm still able to be doing a job that I love so much. I don't know what form it will look like. And I hope I'm still serving my community and bringing them joy and entertainment. And I hope that I'm happy. That's really good.
That's a great answer. Well, Tinks, this has been so much fun. Thanks for being so generous with your time. Do you want to do a couple plugs before we sign off for the partnership that we're talking about for today?
I mean, people should try Disport if they haven't. It's wonderful. And yeah, that's it.
Awesome. All right, Tinks, thanks so much. Have a great week.
Thank you so much. Have an awesome week.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to We Should Talk. I hope you enjoyed the interview. You can find out more about In The Know at inthenow.com. You can follow me, Gibson John, at Gibsonoma on Twitter and Instagram. And you can listen to all of our interviews, past and future, by searching We Should Talk wherever you get your podcasts. Hope to see you next time.